So that was my dad, and my experience was very intertwined with his, because obviously he is my dad. And so before I grew up in the Mormon Church, up until a couple of years ago, I was born in it. I didn't really think that there were any other options. But I like to use the metaphor of a stale piece of bread. I never looked forward to going to church on a Sunday other than being able to play with my friends after primary, because I didn't feel like I was learning anything. I didn't feel like, as nice as it was to feel like I was around that kind of stuff, I didn't feel like I was getting the fullest to what I could out of it. But I also like to use the metaphor that when this stuff was introduced to me, it just felt perfect. It felt like I'd just been handed a sugared cake on a platter compared to the stale bread that I'd currently been looking forward to each Sunday. Not really looking forward to, but you know, just having to deal with. And so it just felt right. And it wasn't really a battle. It just felt good. Like, if you had to choose between a stale piece of bread and a piece of cake, it felt really good. And I wasn't straight into it. I didn't just think, all right, this blindly walking into something that I didn't know. I thought, you know, why not? Why not? If it's another option, why not? Why not look into it? So I looked into it, and I got given a couple of books and podcasts and different tools by my parents. And things just started to make sense. And the questions that I had throughout my whole time in the Mormon Church, they were getting answered. And that's the reason why I began to believe it, because the questions that were previously unanswerable, and which are very a quote that stuck in my head, which I've told lots of people, is that I remember one very, very significant day when I walked up to my primary teacher and I said asked a question, something like, you know, how did God start? You know, what's this? And they said, you know, well, you'll find out when you die. You can ask him yourself. And I had some conversations of the day, and essentially that is saying, you know, you'll find out when it's too late. You know, you'll find out when it's like finding out the answer to the test after the test. When you're given the answers, it's just, there's no point knowing it anymore. So now that I got these answers to the questions, everything just felt right and everything just felt good. So, but I didn't necessarily feel the answer to the questions in the words. So, I mean, I'm only 13, almost 14. I'm only in year 9. I'm still in school. I do not have a clue what some of these words are that these people in the movement use, especially Denver. He must have, he's, you know, it's ridiculous. 60% go right over my head. And so when I was listening to the podcasts, I didn't really necessarily understand what he was saying, but sometimes you don't always need to understand. You can, Denver and the talks and the books, don't even know who wrote the books, you know, just don't need to. You just feel that they are of good intentions. I felt them talking to me through my feelings and not through the words that were being used. And somehow I could understand what the point was and what they were talking about without understanding 60% of the words. And so I felt God talking to me through that. And ever since I began that journey, I've felt so much more attuned and spiritually close. I have many experiences through, especially during traveling, where I learned that maybe it's not waiting for blessings, but looking for them. So, you know, I've also felt my blessings and my experiences increase. But now, instead of looking for something significant, like seeing an angel, I see God in my life just day to day. If the homework is optional, or if I've had a good day, or if, you know, I've been able to help somebody, you know, it's just been brilliant. And I can see God in my life just by looking for him. And especially during traveling, we gained so many blessings. And I didn't really have anything prepared at all, but I was asked to share why this is important for me. And I think the reason is because it feels right, and it's given me truth that I would never previously known. And it's connecting me to people and to God through ways that I would have never thought of. And I might be waffling on a bit, but it just felt so perfect, and it felt like what I'd been looking for. And I don't think I've ever shared this with anyone other than my mum and dad, but when I was younger, I thought to myself, I just remember getting a feeling, like, you know, a spiritual feeling, and then a thought in my head that said, you know, Will, one day, you know, there's something more than what you've, you know, there's something, you're going to be a part of something that's quite big. And for my whole life, I thought that was going to be something like, oh yes, I'm going to get a big house, I'm going to get a nice car, I'm going to be one of those. But now it just went. But when I got introduced to this, and when I understood what that was, another voice came into my head, and I just realized that was it. That's what the voice was talking to me about. I'm going to be a part of something so great, that, and such an amazing opportunity in my life, that it's just unpassable. Like, just, it'd be such a waste to ignore it. And I've said that before. I've thought, no. People have asked me why at such a young age have you decided to go into this? And I thought, well, I've been given this, and I felt that how brilliant it is. And I thought, I still have my whole life ahead of me, so I have a massive head start. So it'd be such a wasted opportunity, such a waste of a chance to give it up. And so I followed it, and so far it has not let me down, and I felt God in my life consistently. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you. And I say, do I say that? I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen? I don't know.